Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So I have to say, after speaking with people up in the D.C. area, the fact that our home base is our nation's capital, and then hearing the fact that Oscar was having trouble even getting up a hill around the area, I think that this is one of the days where the gulf might be the greatest between what you boys are experiencing and what I'm experiencing.
That's why you moved.
I could be dishonest and just gloss over it and not discuss it, but there are days, I have to tell you, when I'm hearing things like icy roads and not being able to actually make it up a roadway.
I hear things.
Oscar, just to be clear, you had to repark your car hoof it over
parked
here.
Parked it, cursed this area, and walked to work.
Right. Yeah, and it's the thing is that I think most of the counties have thrown their hands up because schools were already closed President's Day.
No problem. The sun will take care of everything.
Yeah, that's right. It's President's Day.
It's going to be warm on Wednesday. Should be
it's
fine.
It's President's Day. And by the way, for those of you that were wondering, we're dealing with some IT issues over on Friday. That is why you did not have a bonus show this last week, and we will have one for you this week. So I just wanted to be clear on that because a few of you were squeaking, and I completely understand that. We are in quite a run with the bonus shows, and so please accept our humble apologies for that, but we're delighted to have you with us today on the Mike O'Mara Show, and hopefully, knock on wood, the creeks don't rise, all that good stuff, everything will be hunky-dory. Now, speaking of additional shows to the regular Mike O'Mara Show, I've got a major announcement about a new show. We discussed this last week. I thought about it an awful lot and decided that we would put it into practice, so very, very excited about this, and coming up in March, we're going to be having a new show. Might be once a month, might be twice a month, depending on how things go. If there's something that warrants it, we'll give another one to you. But it's something that I'm really, really excited about, and I think you should be too. It's a new show, and it is called Political Persuasion. You know, everybody's got a political persuasion, so, I figured that would be a good way to do it.
Can you break down the context of the show?
And who's hosting it?
Yeah, who's hosting it?
That'll be hosted by Mike O'Mara.
Yay! Yay!
Celebrity Mike O'Mara.
Funny man Mike O'Mara.
Yay! So, Oscar, were you asking me what it's all about?
Yes.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, let me see.
I did ask.
Let me see if I can get that to you. It's going to be a monthly program.
Yes.
It's going to be discussing the political contests and issues of the day with no agenda. here's the way we're going to do it. And when I say no agenda, it means I'm going to, make it real clear. Each show is going to feature discussions with a variety of listeners. Listeners. Did you hear
listeners.
That? Listeners and or experts. I'm not going to shut the door on the fact that we may get a get, and if we get a great get, I would put a pundit on.
Sure.
I don't necessarily know if I want to do a wonk. I'm not sure if I want to do that, but I will be honest with you. I'd like to cover the whole gamut, and we're going to have a focus on common sense, no BS, expressions of views and opinions. It'll be very open and honest about my opinions. I'm going to be honest about mine, and I welcome my guests to share their opinions as well. Now, if it gets heated, so be it. But the goal is to have frank conversations about everything that matters in our world with no varnish and no spin.
Mm.
Wonks unwelcome. Don't want to get a bunch of people that happen to memorize facts or talking points to get on and do their thing. However, we are informed by talking points. If you are not informed by talking points, you would be lying because you've heard them. They're, we're constantly inundated with them. But when I say no varnish, I want this to be kind of a free exchange of the average people like me, just talking about the way they feel. A lot of things in politics come from your gut. And that's the way I look at it, too. So if you'd like to participate in the discussions, the only thing I ask is that you can make a point you have a point, and most importantly, you care about what you talk about. The thing I've always said about my feeling on politics, the people that I really don't have anything to talk about with are the people that don't have an opinion. If you don't care,
right,
don't really need you, Rob. And you won't be listening to the show anyway. Hey, go easy on Rob. Rob is going to be featured later on in the broadcast.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yes. Yes, Rob is going to be featured. I want to talk to him about what he fits into. There's a new category of a social media person, and I want to talk to Rob about
Smother.
That.
But,
that's, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I like when Rob says excellent. I will agree.
I will argue.
And hopefully I will educate myself about the issues that divide us so totally in today's world. If you want to join in on this, send me an email and tell me why. Send it to politics@MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's quite simple. politics@MikeO'MaraShow.com. And Pony's going to put that together, and that'll be available
Pony,
for you.
Pony, you should have heard
later.
The original email address.
Well, it was going to be politicalpersuasions@MikeO'MaraShow.com, but that was too long. Oscar explained that to me.
Mike,
I thought he wanted to change the name of the show.
Said no.
You know, there have been so many jive word plays with political shows, whether it be politically incorrect, Inside the Beltway, the Capitol Gang, all that crap. That's not
Critters.
What we're going to be. It's everybody. You know what? What it really symbolizes to me is I'm curious about people's political persuasions. We are divided, more divided than we've ever been. I don't think, my wordplay would be the fact that I don't think I'm persuading anybody.
Mm.
I don't think anything I say on my show is going to persuade anybody to change their mind. I don't think it's doable anymore. But
I do think you will expose their persuasions, right? I mean,
absolutely. I want people with an opinion. I want people to join in on this show, political persuasions. I also think it'll be a good opportunity to discuss things that happen as we lead up to the election. And it doesn't necessarily have to be about the election. It can be about anything.
It's got to be political, though.
I'm
trying to figure it out. You said it doesn't have to be
about political persuasions. Okay. Politics does not necessarily confine itself to the election. Politics can be anything. Politics
True
can
enough.
Be gun control. Mm-hmm. Politics can be abortion. Politics can be anything like that. However, during this divisive election run-up, which is like no other we've ever had, I felt it necessary to come in here and start a new little show to be an offshoot to the Mike O'Mara Show, starring yours truly, Mike O'Mara, where I will host Political Persuasions. Look for that coming in March and right now that you're going to be the co-host. So I would like anybody that's got a strong opinion, put it in an email. And, in your email, I want to know that you have a point, you can express a point, and that you want to participate. And, I can't guarantee everybody's going to get on. But
not Andrew Langer.
No.
He's got a
stop
with him. An opinion.
Please stop with
you know
him.
He does.
Please. I don't like him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Right. Thank you. Remember, you don't like him more than I don't like him.
Yeah, but I think
him.
Politics.
Do you remember that?
Well, I didn't like him from the beginning. I never gave him a chance.
Okay, so stop doing that. You're really pissing me off with that.
What about?
Thank you very much. I wish you slipped and fell on the hill.
A sentiment.
Thank you. There I said it.
That's a horrible thing.
Around the Beltway with Mike's bikes.
What's that?
Then you could have like a benchmark segment, and then you could just shoot off like a fast round, like a lightning round. Of politics.
You know,
he
doesn't care about the subject matter.
I brought it
up. The only reason I'm doing this, one of the reasons is because you hated political discussions on the show.
Yes.
So you wanted me to have an offshoot and do this. And you know that I'm chomping at the bit to talk about all things political. And I'd really like to do this.
More
you know?
Mike.
Like, for example, if I was doing a show this week, it would be all about the Supreme Court and, the big, divide once again. We're all divided about that, and we're not going to do that. We're going to do that on Political Persuasions on the More Network. Send me your email to politics@MikeO'MaraShow.com, and love to, I'm gonna focus on one or two listeners a week or one or two experts a week. Just it's a 30-minute show, and we're going to knock it all out then, and it's going to be interesting.
Mike, I'd like to nominate myself as your producer, a closed mic producer. Because
a closed mic producer?
Because you know what? My participation is not what this show needs.
It's just going to piss you off.
It's just going to piss you off. But I feel that I am very
able. Well,
it's
funny that you'd like to nominate yourself because that, you're going to be the one that's in here when we record this
thing on
Tuesdays.
That's what I mean, Mike. That's what I mean. I will run your board and shut my mouth.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. Or you can get somebody else in to do it too if you want to.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
You know,
you don't want really. No. No, he's the best.
You and I, Mike, I believe you and I have a history together, and I believe I'm exactly what you need for this.
All right, so that's I thank you for your volunteering your service to your country.
And to my good friend and political pundit, Mike O'Mara. And are you keeping the show tune as the theme?
You had to point that out.
Everyone's going to know eventually. And
yeah,
I think
the imaging is going to be just as
important. Well, I think, you know, to be honest with you, you and I are big fans. I saw this show on Broadway in the 1970s.
Yes.
And this is from the soundtrack, the overture, actually, of 1776. And, when you see some of the things like Decision 2016, you know, how's that coming through, by the way? You know, it's got soft builds there.
Sounds great. It's building.
Now, if I leave it at this particular level, you'll notice that political persuasion.
No, you're gonna have to ride the level a little bit. I think
you're really gonna enjoy it.
Otherwise, I'll sing, Mike.
I think it'll be fantastic. I hope everybody joins.
PP, political persuasion.
Since you brought it up, ladies and gentlemen, since Rob brought this up, I actually have words to the theme for political persuasions. All right,
like to hear it.
Oh, opinions are like assholes, and everyone has one. I'm sorry.
That's
a little loud.
You were going to sing the real Richard Henry Lee song.
I don't know what the Richard Henry Lee song is.
Of independency, because it's barely everywhere, it's all Lee puns.
By the way, this is great because now we're creating,
right?
Now we're producing on the fly. Are you going to do the open, or are you going to have Dude Walker do it?
That's up in the air. We're going to hit in March, and so we got a few weeks to figure that out. So I, all I wanted to do was concept the show, and it hit me like a bolt of lightning. I was thinking about it all weekend long, and I'm like, I didn't want to wonk it. Although I'm not going to say that we wouldn't, if we grabbed somebody.
Great song by Herbie Hancock, by the way.
Wonk it.
Wonk
if
it.
We grab somebody from the, from the political arena, I'm not going to say that I would shut that
what
off.
What if we have
But really, I would like it. I'd like it to be like in an Irish pub having a discussion about politics and, the way you feel about things. Because I think it's more feeling now than it's ever been. And there are a lot of people that are frustrated, a lot of people that are angry, and a lot of people that have some opinions. And I want to have a roundtable discussion and take care of stuff. And by the way, it's not like I'm going to be an equal opportunity individual on this show. This show,
You will have a viewpoint.
Of course I had a boy. Most people know my politics from listening to this show, so that's not going to be filtered at all. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel.
Mike, if you have a moment, these are the actual lyrics to your theme song. It's the Lees of Old Virginia.
My name is Richard Henry Lee, Virginia.
Thanks for sharing that. Appreciate that.
You has that. It's a great Only soundtrack. You. It's a great soundtrack.
Well, the soundtrack, I like. It's a great overture is what it is. One of the great Broadway overtures.
And you know what? It's actually one of the great shows to see live. I think it plays better live than the movie.
Well, I saw it I saw him with your guy, Howard Da Silva.
Oh,
I saw him on Broadway.
Not Lincoln, as Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin.
As Ben Franklin. John Adams. He's speaking with John. John Adams. There he is. Howard Da Silva. Yes. How are you? Yes. He also played Louis B. Mayer in Mommy Dearest. You know?
Oh, I think
that's
should
right,
be,
Joan.
Mike, that should be the announcer voice for the show. Hello.
Welcome to Political Persuasions.
Oh my God. No, you know what? I would like to get someone besides Dude Walker.
Okay.
I'd like to have a make this a little different.
A separate deal, sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure that Dude Walker, when he sees
Cake
Rob
and cookies
on
rolls
caller
through.
ID,
yeah.
He cringes because it's another free gig.
Katie
and I don't want him to do
that.
Katie
and I are doing a one-off special. We want to really waste your time.
That's right.
Do you mind reading the script?
Why don't you get Oscar to do it? That's a good voice. We can break it down into phonics
Political
for you.
Persuasions.
I was thinking about Steve Mermelstein.
Oh my God, Mermelstein.
He's available.
The heart of America.
All right, that's we can start the show, you hump. That's fine.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Go get some.
She's gonna do a superhero landing. Wait for it. Woo! Superhero landing. Yeah, that's really hard on your knees.
Totally impractical. They all do it.
You're a lovely lady, but I'm saving myself for Francis. That's why I brought him.
I prefer not to hit a woman, so please play.
I mean, that's why I brought her? Oh, no, finish your tweet. It's not, that's fine. Just give us a second. There you go. Hashtag it. Go get her, Tiger. Oh, I so pity the dude who pressures her into prom sex. Something wrong?
My cat's stuck in the tree.
Not big on cats.
Spooky.
Hey!
Relax. They're heavy. Careful. The safety's off. See? Disgusting.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, you do too.
You do too. Woo.
You do too. Our show today is brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Are you hiring? Hire that man. But not sure where to find the best candidates? I can tell you this for sure. Your company is only as good as the people you hire.
True.
That's right. You got to get the right people. Everybody knows that. I think about that wonderful doctor that hired the two physician's assistants out there in the Midwest. I can also tell you that posting your job in only one place is not the way to do it. That doctor was smart because he used ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. If you are short-staffed, you don't have time to deal with dozens of different job sites. Until now, thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to over 100 job sites with a single click and be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. Mm. That's wow. A lot.
Yes,
a
it
lot.
Is, Mike. Yes, it is.
Real ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter transforms the recruiting process from painful to easy. ZipRecruiter has been used by 400,000 businesses, over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it now absolutely free. ZipRecruiter gets the right people to your company, and that's so important. Try ZipRecruiter today. It's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS to get started. Try it for free right now.
Now's a good time.
Now.
At ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Thank you.
Thank All you. Right.
Yeah, so that's it. I spent a little time over the weekend kind of processing that and throwing that together. And, you know, with all the stuff going on in the Republican debate, which, by the way, was the, in my humble opinion, the most fun debate of the debate season, which they were all like that.
The debate
screaming.
Season.
It reminded me of kids, like when Trump reacts to anybody taking a shot at him, you know, it's almost like, no, you did it. No, you did it.
It was pro wrestling, but without the organization. It was, yeah. You know, they didn't
no
have
belt on the line.
Yeah, no belt on the line. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's, you know,
house
who
match.
Knows? It's crazy. How was your VD? How was your Valentine's Day, boys? Did you enjoy your weekend?
Very nice, Mike. You know, I took your advice. I got her a card and I made her breakfast. And it was
really?
Very well
oh, that's
received.
So sweet.
Yeah, it was very well received.
What type of breakfast did we make? That would be a Rob Spiewak question. That'd be the first thing you would ask me.
The plan was to do breakfast in bed. Julia was still asleep because she's a teenager. Robert spent the night at my mom's house, so it was just up to me. Ooh. I woke up.
Whoa.
Carrie said,
sexy dude.
Well, you would think. I woke up, and because I was snoring, Carrie had moved down to the couch. So,
Carrie, I got your Belgian waffle.
So I got up and woke her, and she was in the couch adjacent to the kitchen. And I said, good morning. Here is a Valentine for you. Aww. I love you. What would you like for breakfast? And she said, I would like an omelet. And I made her something. We had some leftover asparagus, her favorite. So I made her some sauteed asparagus and cheese, made her an omelet, an English muffin, a cup of coffee. She was ecstatic. She was
Aww,
so happy.
So sweet.
Very,
you
very
say
happy.
Ecstatic or is it ecstatic?
I think it's ecstatic, but I misspoke. She was ecstatic.
I was wondering whether, because I mean,
thank you, Mike.
You led up to
thank
that
you for
word.
Clarifying.
No, she was
appreciate
ecstatic
it.
With it. She was so happy. Yeah. Well, and then she said, wonderful. She said, I didn't get you anything per normal. I got you nothing for Valentine's Day. I said, you don't have to. I just want to let you know that I love you.
Shame. We know your name.
That's beautiful. I think that's wonderful. Oscar, what about you? I saw some lovely posts online. You rarely get that from your betrothed or your beloved or your whoever she is.
Shannon has been so supportive. I was in school most of the weekend, mm-hmm. and for actual Valentine's Day, the day yesterday, I had volunteered my services with the big red nose and the big floppy shoes
to do an auction,
the patron's art show. And it's a 4 or 5 hour commitment on Valentine's Day. And while Shannon enjoys going, and so do our group of friends, I didn't really look at the date, right? So I didn't think twice about it. And plus, I enjoyed doing this work for them. They're a great organization.
Now, what is this organization?
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. And what are they going to give for? I'm a $600 down here now.
Here's actual tape of Oscar.
$35, $59, $60, give me $60, $75, another $85 on the bottom there.
It's the Art League. In Alexandria, and they do it at the Torpedo Factory.
Oh, in Alexandria. It used to be an actual Torpedo Factory.
And you do the auction, correct?
This is the second year, and this year I did the entire... it's really more of a raffle, but you're dealing with over 700-plus names, and it's a five-hour...
So is it a raffle or is it an auction?
It's a raffle. It's more of a raffle.
Well, that's not like an auction.
No.
You just read the numbers?
And the names, Mike, which is always fun. For your boy.
Yeah.
McKinsky.
So it's a
do you have an assistant? Now, when I'm doing the auctions,
yes.
I always get somebody up there next to me to help me so I don't, especially if I'm having an adult beverage, I don't lose track of the count. I need a right hand person. Does somebody help you with the names at all?
It's a solid drinking game. When I kill a name, you drink.
Oh, really?
When I butcher a name.
So you've
drink.
Been there before, and this is kind of your circle of friends
and people
and stuff
were
like that?
Hammered.
So it's a 5 hour overall commitment to do the auction,
yes.
But how much mic time do you have? How much time are you up there announcing names?
I would say we have 2 15-minute breaks.
Okay.
So the entire time.
The entire time you're up there?
Because I'm calling out names.
Oh,
and
my
moving it
Lord.
Along.
So let's round that down and say that's 4 hours.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yuck.
Shannon was like, why did you drink 8 waters? I said, I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder.
I
will be honest with you. If it was 4 hours and there was an auction involved, I would run.
And you're
standing. I would run like I was terrorized. But if it was a raffle, you know, and you got some names, it's not that. It's not. You can chill out.
It's not
you party a little bit while you're doing this?
I don't, simply because I'm in the middle of 800 people, and I don't want to be the drunk guy.
How much filler and shtick are you responsible for? Do you remember them? They used to do mornings?
Filler and shtick.
Yeah.
I tried to keep the shtick to a minimum,
because sometimes it's required.
You have to if somebody can't find the right art piece.
There's actually
number.
A motorcycle injury attorney down here in South Florida. He's Pete Fuller, and he works with his assistant, his Myron Shtick. You know, if you've been injured in a motorcycle accident... Please get in touch with Fuller and Shtick.
So.
Filler and Shtick.
Filler and Shtick.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Tom Fuller. Yes, go
it's
ahead.
Tim Filler.
It's Cy Filler.
That's who it is. Great man.
And Myron Shtick.
I had a lunch to go to yesterday, so I didn't see Shannon until 2 p.m. I picked her up, ready to go to the art show.
Yeah.
Luckily, what saved the day was Sherry's Berries.
Came
on time on Sunday. I asked him to deliver on Sunday. And they were right there waiting for her. And I
wonderful.
Also picked up a nice card and some chocolates, and she was good to go.
That's nice.
Right?
Well, see, I've anticipated the holiday, so I had the dishwasher that had already been installed and delivered. And I, you know, I took that one trip out where I got some, you know, off-the-rack used
lingerie? No. Gross.
Ew.
Off-brand. Ugh. No, like last season golf shoes that I got at a hearty discount.
Oh, that's right. Factory second golf
so
shoes.
So that's two gifts, and I was pretty off the hook. But, I mean, I still managed to roll out on Saturday and pick up a card.
That's very sweet of you, Mike.
That's right.
They were, by the way, the Walmart was picked clean.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Walmart was picked clean, and there are only a few wife cards left. Everybody does that. It's a big holiday.
Do you think with the mortality rate, you'd have a lot of cards available?
I would think that there would be a few more, but I don't know. You know, I didn't.
Were you
I
able
wasn't
to find
there.
One that said third wife and best?
Oh my God!
Because you know the cards can be so specific nowadays. I was just wondering.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. Moon. I found
you are my
third
son.
Wife.
You are my last.
Third wife with major age difference, you hump.
I don't May, December, know. Love. Is that
so
the category?
Mean.
Yeah,
that
May, December,
so
exactly. Look for no, the May, December section. That's yeah. right.
She liked it, and then, you know, that was Saturday that I gave her the card. We gave our cards to each other on Saturday, and then the plan was that we were going to have mommy's part of the day, which was she likes to exercise, hop on the elliptical. Mm-hmm. That's what she digs doing. Daddy's part of the day, which means he gets to go up to the range and hit golf balls. And then we were going to log a little time worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
All
and
right.
So we were going to go to the church, which
He's
we did.
Good God.
But
He's
then
an awesome guy.
We weren't going to shortchange our guy, our little guy. So we were going to take him to the local outlet mall, which has these fish tanks, these koi ponds with fish, and it also has these strollers you could rent that are in the shape of fire trucks. Mm-hmm. And he likes that, and that was going to be his part of the day. But unfortunately, his part of the day was well, let's just say slightly problematic.
Oh dear.
Yeah, problematic.
We didn't have to ask Pony what he did.
No
I was that parent. Oh, Pony, what did you do on Valentine's Day?
What do you think I did, Mike?
Stayed home?
You got it.
Hey!
I saw
okay.
Deadpool. Deadpool was great.
Let's take a break. Thanks for that. We'll take a break and come back. And, did you send your mom a Valentine?
Aww.
You know, I think Valentine's Day is kind of tough for us because this is kind of the day when my dad died about 7 years ago.
Aww,
so,
Pony,
you know,
every
the Valentine's
year.
Thing,
show
you just
every
don't.
Year.
You just don't do it.
Wow. Jeez.
It's not a thing.
Mm. Show killer.
Go to hell.
We'll be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's Valentine's Day show, it's the lovely Angela Stribling.
I love you guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Her voice is the only thing that could shut me up.
Well, there's a reason to listen right there. Check us out at TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I've been thinking, when did shaving get so incredibly expensive?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago that I was paying a fortune for mediocre store-bought blades, and I just thought it was the way of the world. Then I discovered Harry's. I can't tell you exactly when it happened, but I know that there was a time when I'm walking down the aisles of the grocery store and the drugstore and looking at blades and saying, oh, my God, what the hell? What's the deal
it's
with that?
The
why?
Time, Mike, it's about the time they started locking them behind plastic.
You're absolutely right.
Right?
Yep. We're talking about Harry's. I discovered the best shave of my life, and I discovered the amazing quality and value that only Harry's can provide. We are all hooked on Harry's here. We discovered that their website is fantastic. I use it for refills of their shave gel, which to me is the best shave gel and the best smelling stuff you'll ever put on your face. It's so easy to order online. Harry's is simply the best. You'll discover German-engineered five-blade cartridges. That means no cuts, no burn. The quality 100% guaranteed. And a full refund if you're not happy. Be like me and Oscar and Rob. Over 1 million guys have made the switch to Harry's, and thousands more switch every day. You should too. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them for half the price at Harry's? The Harry's starter set is an amazing deal. $15 gets you a razor, the best shaving cream in the world, and 3 razor blades. Harry's price is already really low, but I've got a special offer for you right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Enter the promo code TMOS at checkout and shave $5 off your first order. Stop overpaying for a great shave. Go to harrys.com. Enter the code TMOS and do it at checkout. That's HARRYS.com and the code TMOS at checkout. Thank you very much. Okay, so I'll make this brief. The Valentine's Day was just, we were laying out the whole day. You do that sometimes when it's a different day. And, you got a little something for mom, a little something for dad, and, went to church, which was nice, got a pretty funny sermon.
Did they actually discuss St. Valentine, who was an actual saint?
No, he actually talked about Valentine's Day, and he was talking about bad cards and hack cards, and it was actually very, very funny. And then afterwards, we decided that the little guy would, we'd go out to the little outlet mall. And the nice thing about that, if mama wants to duck in and look at something, she can. Daddy takes the reins. If daddy wants to duck in and look at something, mama takes the reins. It's a perfect little situation.
This is the same place you took him last week with the fish, right?
With the fish, where it was a home run, and I because there were diversions there. They've got the little horsey merry-go-round thing, and
run
then
by a Russian
little
lady,
rocket
right?
ship, and what's that?
Run by a Russian lady.
Was the Russian lady may have been at the kiosk that rented the strollers, mm-hmm. which is a ripoff in and of itself.
Racket.
I'm sorry. It's a racket, but he
Russian
dug
Russian mob
right?
is yes. what it is. Yeah,
you lay down $10. You take the stroller. When you bring the stroller back, wait a minute, mouth. When you bring the stroller back, you get the $10. You get your $5 back, so it's a $5
okay,
rental.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And you can have it for 5 hours if you want. I don't spend that time.
What quality stroller?
Shopping. It's plastic. It's plastic, and it's a maybe a slight step above what you would find at the grocery store.
So, but for $10, you could keep it?
Technically.
I don't know.
Do you put your license
down?
I
don't know. Yeah, this is...
What's the business model?
I don't effing know.
Mike, we don't rent strollers. This is new to us.
Yeah.
Well, I don't rent them either. I did it the first time last week, and I did it again. And Carla was saying, where is the place? Where is... And he's going, fire truck, fire truck. And she said, where is the place? And he's going, fire truck. I said, it's in the middle. We had to... Because I didn't realize they were having some sort of sidewalk event where it was... Everyone in South Florida was going to this outdoor place, and it was just like I had Northern Virginia flashbacks like I've never had in my life. And it was but I realized I'm a Northern Virginian, so that's why I'm going here
this
on
is
a
your
Sunday
yeah, this
when
is
it's
element.
The first 75 degree day,
right.
And it's gorgeous and it's beautiful. Now, with the little guy, he has also had a head cold, which went into his chest. He's had a chest cold and a cough for about 6 days. And much like Daddy, when Daddy has any kind of illness, as you know, he's pissed.
Yeah.
All the time. Wakes up pissed, has moments of happiness when he's going to get something he wants, and then goes back to pissed. That's the way it was. That's the way he was all weekend long. Now, I told you about that blissful day I had with him when I took him to breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And, he said, I love you, Daddy. It was perfection. Sunday, yesterday, Valentine's Day. Not so much.
Really?
I became that parent. Looked at by guys my age going, ha, 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 be careful what you pay for, fat ass. it was one of those situations. Here's the way I manage my son. I even told Carla this. He doesn't have school today. So I told Carla this as she was leaving with him. I said, give him something on the other end of wherever you're going for leverage. Because otherwise he's gonna have the meltdown. He is like his daddy, doesn't like the party to end.
Right. Mm.
So the fact
Second
is
location.
That he got the fish, he's seen the fish, so the fish do not hold the same allure
right.
as they did. That's the first, okay, I'll give a little ding for, that's the first miscalculation.
Mm.
Okay, so the fish, which was a good 10-minute activity when we were first there, turned into a 30-second activity.
Right?
The second thing, he's overtired because we went right from worshiping our Lord and Savior to going to the yes. It's can it be any more American a day? Okay,
fantastic.
We go from the Christian faith right to American capitalism. I mean, it's just perfect, isn't it?
And yeah, so, it's a nice little Sunday.
So he a pretty good little Sunday.
Yeah.
I wish they'd had an Olive Garden on campus. Might have had a really really good time. And so we went from that, and then went over there, and he is. Supremely overtired,
right.
And he's not feeling well. And he's been in the nursery at the church with all the other kids, and he's, at the end of his contagious period,
sure.
A courtesy that I actually participate in when other parents really say, f*** it. So that's why he gets these illnesses. He's got pneumonia? Send him along. Send him to school. My kids, was sick for 6 days. He's at the end of that. He's not contagious
Many
at all.
Many parents see the church nursery as a way to get away from a sick child for 75
right.
minutes. Yeah.
Exactly. So we take him over there, and he's tired. So he likes his little stroller. Then he likes his, unlike when I was there before, we actually paid the ripoff price to put him in the little milk truck that he's driving with the quarters in it and put the four quarters in for the 11 seconds of ride.
Right.
And, there's an entire different dynamic with all of this.
Now, as
and
I recall, on the day yes. that it worked well, The fish yes. were held as the final carrot on the string, right? You built up to the fish.
No.
No.
Not the final one, Rob. The final was got him a little kid's cup of ice cream.
That's what it was.
He ate half of it, and then the other half was going to be eaten in the car.
Success. Doppel desserts.
Let me talk about the miscalculations. First miscalculation. The fish didn't last as long. The little rides they have, the rip-off rides that they have run by the Russian mob.
Yep.
These rip-off rides, we put the quarters in, okay? That alone, that's more stimulus. You know, when the thing's going, it's like turning your kid into a little borderline a-hole. That's
meanwhile,
what you're doing. You're
actually, the attendant is saying,
stimulation.
Mr. Disc Jockey, please to put in four American quarters into fire truck.
Look, I happen to have change maker right next to little rocket ship that vibrates with no real ride factor to it. So make change out of $1 bill and then put quarters in. And by the way, quarter slot is inside booth for 2-year-old kid. So dad has to contort himself to reach in and put individual quarters. Why the F do they put it in there where I have to lean in to the stupid ass little rocket ship? Which fits him fine,
right?
But I gotta put my, you know, that the opening is basically the size of my head, and I have to lean there and then contort myself to put the quarters in that effing machine.
It's designed that way, Mike, so that the lady can come pick your pocket.
Yeah. Exactly.
They want to put you in a situation and then try to sell you a knockoff iPhone case.
Three rides, okay? Three rides.
Whoa.
We did it three times.
Rockefeller.
That's $3. You want to talk about the $5 rental when you take the thing all the way back to the middle of the mall, which is also how they get you. That's an $8 expenditure, okay? You know, we're getting to the point where we just should have taken them to the zoo.
It's been a while since we've used the phrase, that's how they get you. But when you get up to that
point,
that's exactly how they get you. The stroller should be right where you park.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to have to walk the kid to the strollers.
The pain points.
Yes.
And I would have been, in all fairness, full disclosure, I would have been closer if I had been able to park. But no, there were 3 million people that were going there.
Sidewalk
now, the
event.
Nice thing, the great thing about this place is once you do park and you go into the actual outlet area, it's an open air place. So it doesn't, there is no crowd factor to really worry about. You're not, you know, there's certain places where people coagulate, but by and large, you can escape that. So it's fine. But I had to park over way over on the other side. And so the kiosk with the Russian mob renting out the little plastic strollers was deep in the bowels of the place. And by the way, after I rented it and I finally got my moment to go into the golf shoe store where incidentally, when it's an outlet mall, and by this time I'm getting a little crispy myself, and I look at the guy, I said, if it's an outlet mall, you would assume you would have not full retail prices. That's just my opinion. I could be more, but I didn't use any profanity.
You volunteered,
but I wanted
that,
to.
Though. You volunteered
I didn't. Well, seriously, because I volunteered that to Commander Pimples, who wasn't giving me the proper kind of information that I wanted about this particular shoe that I wanted.
Where's the discount?
Yeah.
It was, where's the discount?
Yeah.
You're in an outlet mall.
Yeah.
What's the point of getting out of your car and going by the Russian mob renting of the strollers when it doesn't offer you any cash?
I've got
so
a pocket
I walk
full of
out
quarters,
of that.
But no discount.
Exactly.
So by the way, my total time commitment for the one place I wanted to duck into was probably less than 6 minutes. And when I walked out, I am standing there with my beautiful wife in her lovely yellow sweater looking, you know, if it was red, it would have been perfect for Valentine's Day, but it was spring-like and beautiful, and she's standing there going, we're done.
Ah!
And I said, we just gave the $10 to the Russian, we're done. He's done. He's ready. I said, wow. There's $10 that $5 that I didn't need to spend at all. But at this point, he doesn't get fazed by this. So he hops right out, and I notice that she's about 10 steps ahead of me, and he's beginning to do the collapse, the 2-year-old collapse walk where you're dragging. And then she lets go, and he lies down in the middle of the shopping.
It is actually a superhero talent that children lose at about age 4. But until they're 4 years old, they can somehow quadruple their body weight. They can collapse. And how much does he weigh? Like 40 pounds maybe? 35?
He weighs 34 pounds.
If you were to pick him up at this point, he would weigh 200 pounds. And they can do that.
And he can also make his body completely rigid, preventing you from putting him in a car seat.
Oh, God. He's planking.
Whoa.
We had, since I've had my beloved little man, my little son, the apple of my eye, we had the full-fledged public display meltdown, overstimulated, overtired. He sounded like something you would see in Jurassic World and the sounds that were coming out. And I don't suffer this. I'm done.
No.
Yeah. I could have plans. I could have. No. When we get to DEFCON 4 like this, he is in my arms and I am carrying him, probably to the chagrin of other parents within the mall. I'm carrying him the best way I can. So perhaps the blood was rushing to his head as I had him almost in an upside down position.
Oh, you had him upside carrying down. Him out
I don't know how I had him. I had him wherever I could get a purchase, and he is going. Oh, by the way, we grabbed a little ice cream before this full meltdown. I skipped a step. So she said, we're done. I said, get him some ice cream. She said, ice cream. And then she says, Carla, thinking on her feet, says, we'll go to McDonald's and get you a cup of McDonald's. And he's having, I said, this is really, I said, ooh. So there's a little ice cream place right on the corner.
Yeah. No.
We're walking by and there's a Dairy Queen. I said, here's a solution. Mm-hmm. Get him a little kid's cup and a Dairy Queen. Incidentally, kid's cup, stupid queen, kid's cup. Not a, you know, they give us this gigantic thing. This is not for a child. Eats this much ice cream.
You just referred to all.
Stupid queen.
You referred to big ice cream. The entire
big business. Ice cream.
Yeah, stupid queen, stupid dairy queen.
So we put him in there. He starts eating it, and we're sitting there, and he's okay. He's getting ice cream. That's fine.
Okay.
Probably should. He has not had gone into the full meltdown. He eats all of it. This was the biggest mistake. I said, no, we should have left some of it. Mm. Yeah, I'm not going to blame my wife for this. But, you know, he ate all of it, and so there was nothing to look forward to. And then he knows it's over. And the full meltdown. And I'm carrying him out. And I got that thing that all parents have gotten where it's just like, oh, I've been there.
Yep. Yeah.
And they're kind of looking at you. And it's sympathetic. So it's welcome.
Well,
I appreciate
that's
that.
Why it's a little sympathetic and it's a little Schadenfreude. They're happy it's not them, is what it is.
It would be. I wonder what magicians do. Do they throw down a smoke bomb and then put him in a satchel and run out the door?
Yeah. Put him backstage. Yeah. Just real quick. Now, when you've got him in full DEFCON mode, you say he's stiff and it's hard to carry him. He's screaming, but is he wiggling?
He's doing everything he can.
Okay, he's doing every trick.
You know, I'm carrying him the whole way. He is screaming. And because he's had the cold now, the drool and snot is everything.
Oh.
He's turned into. This is a scene from the effing.
This is like the 24th hour in 24, but
yeah,
24 months.
It is. And believe me, I've said wonderful things about my son, so I can say this too when he has one of these days. And it is absolutely unmanageable. I am trying to put him in. To the car seat. At this point, Carla turns around and looks at me and said, I'm trying to do that, you know, and it's turned on me, and I'm like, okay, we're the full, you know, we're the McBickersons having a fantastic afternoon. Everything's great. I'm putting him back in the car, and he flexes his body to the point where, you know, I can't push on his, you know, that's the soft part of his body.
Yes.
I can't push on his stomach. I'm afraid I'll destroy his organs as I'm trying to get him in there. He finally relents. We're able to wrestle him into the car seat, and then it's screaming from the time we leave the Russian mob outlet mall until we get back to the home. Happy Valentine's.
He screams the whole way home?
Yeah.
Because normally by the time you got them strapped into the car seat, they give up.
They pass
out. I would have guessed he would have been asleep by the time he got home.
Well, Mama and son went down for a nap, and Daddy went off to hit golf balls as hard as he could.
You
hit him, you sons of bitches. And that was it. And then we won the final.
At least you have that outlet, Mike.
Yes.
Yes.
At least
it was, thank God, something. I wanted to hit something. Golf balls are served. That's a good thing. We'll take a break, and there's a new term that I want to try out on our own Rob Speedway.
Okay.
When we come back.
Excellent, Mike. Excellent.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. One of the great pleasures in life is coming home and relaxing with a nice glass of wine. One of the great tragedies in life is when you don't have that wine to enjoy when you're out I think everybody at one time or another, unless you're, you know, one of these Richie Riches with a wine cellar, you've run out of wine,
oh, it's
especially
when
you're having people over. With Club W, you never have to worry about being wine-free again. Club W is the revolutionary new wine club that sends wine directly to your door. Not only do they send you wine, they send you wine that you will love. And let me tell you why. This is one of the great things about Club W. They have an easy 6-question palate profile quiz. They make sure that every bottle you receive is tailored to your taste, so they'll know what to send you and they know what you like. You don't need to be a wine expert. Club W knows you'll enjoy every bottle they send. They even offer a no-risk guarantee that you'll love it. And by working directly with the vineyards, Club W cuts out the middleman, and that saves you money. So not only is this wine you're guaranteed to like, but it's wine that you're guaranteed to afford, too, because the prices are fantastic. Right now, Club W offering our listeners 50% off their first order. You heard that. Half off their first order when they go to clubw.com/TMOS. Don't ever come home to a wine-free house again. Just go to clubw.com/TMOS to get 50% off your first order. That's clubw.com/TMOS. And cheers.
Cheers.
All right,
everybody.
So I'm reading a wonderful article. I don't know if all of it was written by, it's one of those magazines, Esquire, that has a kind of a collection of little essays,
sure,
little blurbs and stuff like that. The original essay was written by a guy, Scott Rabb, who I am a massive fan of, writes for Esquire, wrote a book about LeBron James.
I thought it was that guy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's one of my favorites. He's done some interesting interviews, too. He's all over Esquire, and he's really a funny, funny writer. And the title of the entire essay is Bull S. Mm. Only they don't say S. They use
spell it out.
Word. And it has all the different things. It's got a huge list of things. You know, check it out on your texture. It's an Esquire magazine. And it's got a huge list of these. And I go through these lists because it just makes me laugh. It's funny. All the waters are listed. You know, vitamin water. You know, coconut water. All the waters are listed under the BS list.
I drink smart waters, Mike. Smart waters.
And then I came upon one thing on one of these lists, and they're tiered, like the first list of BS, the second list of BS. On the second list of BS about midway through, I discovered something that applies to our own Rob Spiewak.
Excellent.
And we have, we've probably mentioned it in passing, but I don't think we've ever really called you on it. But this is the term. It's called grief poaching. You are the greatest grief poacher, I think, in the history of grief poachers. And let me give you the definition.
Okay.
Grief poaching is expressing deep grief and loss via social media for people you never know or you never knew, mostly celebrities, to bring attention back to yourself.
Guilty. Guilty. I'm afraid I'm guilty.
This is your entire foundation.
You are
on social media.
Yeah. Is the entire foundation.
And you know what, though? I do have...
You
I know
are
the
greatest grief poacher in the history.
I know the basis of it, though. That's the thing. And it didn't start out as grief poaching. But what it is I used to have a contest with my grandmother when someone would die to see who could call the other person and report the death first.
Well, that's okay. But you're talking...
But
I'm talking about your schmarmy, schmaltzy...
You take credit.
Tributes to people that you really
sometimes
don't care.
Blame.
Who would be the last one? Abe Vigoda, maybe?
I took credit for Abe Vigoda. No, but I don't think
you took credit.
That was on the air because you know I've got this thing where if I mention an older celebrity, they die.
It's called an audio vault hit.
Yeah. Would you be willing to sign a non-grief poaching agreement on the Mike O'Mara show? That
it depends on
like
the celebrity.
Like, for example, if Jerry Lewis passed away,
don't even
could you
say
keep
such
it in your
thing.
Pants?
Don't even say such a
he
thing.
He means nothing to you. He's never done it. He doesn't know you exist.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. No, one time his...
I've grief poached. I know that I've grief poached at some point. I would have to have done it on social media over the years.
I think that the last person I grief poached might have been Glenn Frey. because I liked his music, and I think I did a post for that.
He was a genius.
Yeah.
Right?
But is it really grief poaching?
Would you be able to find the grief poaches on your Facebook? I mean, you have so much on your Facebook.
I think the grief poaches... Okay, so I can almost give you a pass for Glenn Frey, right?
Okay.
Because this is like your wheelhouse.
Right, right.
But when you just pick somebody that you heard their name or you remember them in a movie from 50 years ago, that's definitely grief poaching.
It depends on the person. I would say, now it's, you know, grief poaching, anything can
We've
be
had
grief
quite
poaching.
And it's perfect for this discussion for 2016 because we've had more celebrities, but they're all dropping like flies.
In bulk.
It's pretty amazing.
You have to paint with broad strokes, though, because, I mean, anything could technically be a grief poach if you're not, say,
what
related
if
to them.
Mimi passed?
Who?
Mimi.
Drew Carey?
The lady you and your father are obsessed with.
Oh, Mamie.
Mamie
Van Doren?
Yeah.
Mimi. What about Mimi?
Mamie.
I would probably not. I probably wouldn't post on that. My dad would. My dad would grief post on that.
You would. And you go back and forth with your dad about how box she is.
I would sometimes.
I'm gonna look on your page. This is the hardest thing that I do on the show.
I'm not so sure.
It's trying to get something on Rob's page.
Mammy.
It is literally endless.
I would say that it's okay for me, in my head, it's okay to grief poach if it is someone that meant something to you because of what they did. Here's a recent one. Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire. I thought Earth, Wind, and Fire brought a lot of great music.
I may
music.
Have grief posted on Maurice White. Did I grief
I believe
post
you did.
Him?
I believe you
I
did. And
have.
It was...
grief poached, not grief
That
poached.
Was one that I thought, wow, you know, that's really sad.
900 million records?
Yeah, something to that effect. So I said, yeah, you know what? It's a shame that's gone.
By the way, Nick Peterson, when you post on Rob's page that it's hard to believe that Carol Brady Florence Henderson turns 82 today, you're setting up your grief poach.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that, okay?
Yeah.
You are
I don't
setting
touch
up
that.
Your grief poach.
I don't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Well, you don't touch it unless it's something that you feel like you can wrap your hands around. If you can grab hold of that poaching and make it your own poaching, you'll grab it with that big old Spiewak bear hug.
And that's also, you know, keep in mind, Mike, that what we do, I have made pretty good hay for a long time on celebrity death. That's something that we do and something
can
that
you
I
really
do
quantify it?
Yeah, I can.
Yes.
Like if...
How many cents on the dollar does that do for us?
Well, would you
that
say...
That always gets back to the crime directive, doesn't it, Oscar? The one common thing that Oscar and I bond on more than anything else.
Well, if you really
value
want
added
it down,
to the show.
I would say that the audio vault is what, about 10/79ths of the show every day?
Yes.
Roughly?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're
and then
right.
if you want to add to the show open, that's another two.
I stand corrected.
So you know what? If we want to stay pertinent, people
when
love
they die, we
but
get
he's
paid.
He's talking about social media. That's what we always talk about.
Yeah, that's what
social
we're talking about.
Well, what I'm saying is that it grows out of the fact that I do enjoy mining the work of people that are no
yes.
longer with us. And
oh, by the way, and speaking of poaching, you know, I finally posted about the anniversary of... What, WAVA?
Yeah, I
going
saw that you posted. And you know what? I death posted.
But you know,
that.
Can I tell you why I was hesitant to do that in the first place? We were out of there before that
yes.
station. And there are a lot of people mentioned about that radio station. You know, like, do you know how much it pains me to hear a name like Randy effing Bongarten mentioned in a tribute to a radio station? Randy, you know, I realize all the people that were there at the bitter end. We're there at the bitter end.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is we skated because we knew they were blowing up the radio station and we were going over to another radio station. And the fact is that hump, Randy Bongarten, was brought in to lie to everybody and say the radio station wasn't going anywhere when they fully knew they were unloading that radio station. Just like any corporate guy that's going to... But don't put him in to the tribute. Don't put the dingleberry that came in to liquidate your assets in a tribute to the body of a great radio station.
That is
okay?
one thing I did
I
feel.
Resent that completely and in totality. He was a little hatchet. That's what he was.
The
okay?
way you were not, were just entirely glossed over, and the Morning Zoo and the Don and Mike show was glossed
they
over.
They didn't even mention
no,
that.
I saw a couple of things.
They mentioned
there was a,
it,
there was a
but
tribute
in
the last hour.
In that final hour of it was really underplayed.
Mm.
And I felt
yeah,
bad
because
about
they did that at the end.
Right.
And through the entire run up to that, I forgot. I don't even, it's so long ago. I don't remember the circumstances. All I know is that we left because we knew they were full of crap when they
right.
said they were going to keep the radio station alive. They sold the radio station to Salem Communications, a Christian broadcasting network. We were not. The Don and Mike show is not going to be a featured commodity
the 700
on the
Club.
Christian broadcasting network. So it was bittersweet when we left, and that's why when they were talking about that. But you know what?
Time softens all wounds. You know what I mean?
Now, when you look back, and I know at the end it was crazy and it was, you know, an ugly parting, but in the glory days of the
station...
It
wasn't all that ugly. We just left.
But in the glory days of the station, and I grief poached on this, because I didn't realize it had been 24 years since the station...
The term is brilliant.
Yeah, it is a good
term. Oh, grief poaching. I went, oh, my God! I think I might have said that. I was on the toilet when I read it. It was great. I say that often when I'm on the toilet. Oh, my God!
And then Carla says the same thing as always. Good work, honey. Attaboy.
Oh, my God. Will you look at that?
But I grief poached because I didn't realize it had been that long since that station had left the air. That was a really important radio station for me growing up.
Oh, I bet.
And I hadn't listened to that last hour since I had listened to that last hour. And it was crazy to listen to it again.
I still see those call letters when I'm turning into the Key Bridge.
Because they've got the building right there in Roslyn.
But when I was a kid, I would see WIVA, like, wow.
That's the only poaching I see you did. You did that yesterday. It was on this very day, 24 years ago, the Top 40 radio station. You did a whole little thing like you were part of it, and that was you were poaching that.
You weren't part of it. You just listened.
No, but I talk about how listening to it was a big deal for me. And it was all through high school.
Listen to your... Yours was so much
Can you do it in Rob's voice, please?
Oh, this will be good.
It was on this very day, 24 years ago, that Top 40 radio station, WAVA, signed off for good, and Abe Vigoda died. No, I'm sorry. I just remember driving home from VCU in Richmond that night so that I could listen to the 50,000-watt signal go to static as it said goodbye.
So you were loving death. You've loved death of all things, radio stations, celebrities.
Might be rooting for a death right now. Never can tell.
I love talking for a living, but 'twas music radio that first made me want to be in the business. If you listen to the last hour of the station, maybe you can hear why. If not for WAVA, I'd probably be selling furniture.
Oh, that's sweet, true, though.
I mean, you know what? This is
what a great logo. I love that logo.
It was a great station.
I still
look
at that logo. That's my favorite logo from any radio station.
And you know what? I'm jealous that you got to work there. I'm pleased that I ever one time got to actually go in.
One time.
And see the studio. But that was the what inspired me to want to do this. And it is. And you know what? You can mock me if you want.
No, no.
I'm not mocking you. I was mocking the fact that he said one time. Yes. That's what I was laughing at.
He's not listening to you.
He threw that in there and he said that.
Yeah, he did it.
But that was a cool logo. Look at that.
Yeah. Bad building, but a great logo.
Oh, terrible building.
What was
terrible
the building like?
Look at that. And that neat little logo.
That
there.
Is a
Isn't
great
that cool?
logo.
Yeah. Isn't that a great logo?
What was the building like in Roslyn?
We never
actually went there.
No, the only place was the place we took that picture that's now a daycare
across
place.
From the Burger King.
It was across from Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers. Roy Rogers is gone. It's a bank now, I think.
It is a bank.
And I think the 7-Eleven is shutting down, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
The one
I'm not
that
sure.
they used to send their celebrities over there.
For liquor?
No.
Donna Summer, I think we sent to that.
It got to be a running thing where after a celebrity did an interview, they could say, now go across to 7-Eleven and you can have anything you want. But
were you molested or something like that? Because you have on a thread here, it says, Jim Elliot did all my Longfellow dances. Oh. Did he touch you or something? No. What is that?
He never did.
Is that some sort of code that you're talking about? What does that mean?
I went to Longfellow Intermediate and
there
was like two or three dances every year.
Jim Elliot did my Longfellow. He asked me to do the Longfellow.
Hello, Rob. Touch my Longfellow.
Straighten out your Longfellow?
Straighten out my Longfellow.
But I still can see Jim Elliot in a polo shirt on the stage in the cafetorium saying, this was the biggest hit of 1986, and whoever gets it wins this record.
All right, I'm just going to tell you this, that your priorities in life need to be reevaluated.
All right.
Because you said, Jim Elliot did all my Longfellow dances. 12 years later, I got very drunk with him at a DJ convention.
Dreams really do come true.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
I hope you know the sarcasm,
okay.
Dick.
All right.
But it was worthy of mention. It was fun. That was when he said... Now, I hope you can help me, but I don't remember where I've parked my $60,000 automobile. Because he knew that, you know, I was sort of a big fan, and I was hanging with him. I was still a kid, old enough to drink, but still a kid.
I was like, he told that to middle school kids?
Yes, I got
bunch of jerks
drunk with him at the eighth grade dance.
I just have to say this. I've been I'm going through February 12th, so two solid days of posts on you know, on your page, and no grief poaching whatsoever. And how dare you, with the death of Justice Scalia, that you couldn't put one little blurb and grief poach a little bit there?
Well, Mike, if Justice Scalia had, you know, perhaps DJed a dance for me, then I would have written something.
Yeah, and there's Rob Spiewak's father with the HBS pinup of the day 2 hours ago. Keep doing the good work, Robert. That's fantastic. That's a strong one today. Way to go. He goes a little retro on Valentine's Day. It's nice to see him get back into the modern era a little bit. Could be modern, could be the 80s. Doesn't matter to me. That's a nice picture.
Very I was good. Hoping he'd post someone in judge's robes. You know, in memoriam.
Anyway, so remember that term, grief poaching. Call your friends out on it, like
yes.
Like we did.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. You can
like
have fun.
It.
We'll take a break. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Joe, I've been listening to the network, and a lot of these shows are getting some great guests.
I know. Mike O'Mara Show got Patton Oswalt. Tony Perkins Show got Ringo Starr.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. Who should we get?
I mean, who could we get?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we could get Rob Spiewak.
All right, let me text him. Rob, are you willing to do our show? Oh, he got back to me.
What'd he say?
Go f*** yourself.
Sounds like a no.
I don't know. It could be a maybe. Rob and Joe Show, a new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Hey, everybody, I want to tell you, I got a new show that I talked about at the beginning of our program today. It's going to be called Political Persuasions, and it's really just political talk with you. And we'll talk about the issues of the day, whether it's the election, whether it's something going on in the world. It's a chance for me to vent and get all this political curiosity and opinion out of my body. And you can join me, too. What I want you to do is, if you would like to have yourself involved with the discussion, I'll talk to a couple of listeners every time I do one of these shows, and we'll get you on the show. Send an email, though, convincing me that you're the right person for the job, all right? And what you do is send it to politics@MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe you will be part of our discussion on political persuasions coming this March on the More Network. And we're not just going to do listeners. If we get a good guest, we'll get a good guest. But it'll primarily be me venting and you venting and having a little discussion, and we'll see where it goes. And, of course, Mike O'Mara does reserve the right to hang up on you if he gets bored.
Thank you
very much. That's it. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a brand new show called Political Persuasions, and it's right here on the More Network, and I sure hope that you like it, everybody. Yes,
Mike,
Oscar
instead
Santana?
Of the Make Me Laugh segment or Make Us Laugh segment, you can say Make Me Think.
Make Me Think.
Mike
make
O'Mara
me
says
think.
Make Me Think.
As I said when I was talking about the show at the beginning, you have to have a point, be able to make a point. And, you know, and if it gets heated, I'm fine with that, too. But I don't want amateur hacks that are going to be
right,
trying to do this. You know, just let's talk. That's all it's about. Thank you very much.
News.
The new Marvel superhero movie. Wanted to talk about that today, but we didn't get a chance. Deadpool opened with $135.1 million. That, my friends, is the biggest opening weekend ever for an R-rated movie, and it's the biggest President's Day weekend debut. Maybe tomorrow we can talk about Deadpool. You planning to go see it? Oh, are you going to get out there and see it?
Yes, I've been packed with school, so tomorrow, right after the show, I'm going to go.
Pony saw it, and Lou saw it.
We'll talk to
you know, how did you like it, Pony? Did you like the movie?
I thought it was great. I think they didn't do anything action wise that we'd never seen before, but the amount of raunchy humor I had never seen in a superhero movie.
And you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was very interesting.
And before we stop talking to Pony, I'd like for him to walk up to the camera so you can see what happens when he gets a haircut and wears a stocking cap on the same day.
Yes.
You'll enjoy this new look, Mike.
All right.
He's handsome.
Oh my God,
Pony!
Scared the hell out of me. Lou, our intern from American University via China, or China via American University. How did you like the movie Deadpool? Did you like it?
I liked it a lot, but I cannot get a lot of the points. I have to watch it with Chinese subtitles later on.
Got it.
Yeah.
I understand.
A lot of slang, a lot of shtick, a lot of throwbacks.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of that shtick. Well, that's cool. And Oscar will see it this week. We'll be talking about that some more.
Try it with Spanish subtitles, Oscar.
I will.
That'll help you.
Pretty amazing, though, that Deadpool swallowed up the other big two movies that opened this weekend. How to Be Single, didn't even hear about that one, 18.8 million, and Zoolander 2, 15.7 million. I am so happy that
soft
that
spot in my heart.
Did you by any chance, he doesn't do any TV anymore, I don't think, but did you see Leonard Maltin posted his review, and he said, for the first time in history, he walked out of a movie.
Oh, no.
Zoolander 2?
He said he's made it a point his entire career to never walk out of a movie because sometimes they get better, but he said, you know what? What am I doing to myself? And he stood up and walked out of it.
Mm. Oh, fantastic. I'm so glad that got its ass handed to it. That is not rewarding mediocrity. I'm really, really glad. And I'm not even a superhero guy, but I've heard great things about Deadpool. Mm-hmm. And it's because they kind of skew it to the adult audience, which is kind of fun. For the first time ever, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue has three different covers. Ronda Rousey, plus-size minx Ashley Graham, and a skinny blonde named Haley Clawson. Full story, it's just they decided to go with three. That's it. Nothing more to it than that. The athlete, the plus-size model, and the three of them were present for the unveiling, thinking only one of them would make the cover, and they freaked when they found out they each had their own. So good for them.
That's neat.
I'm sure they're happy.
And they'll sell three times as many copies.
Yeah.
Ashley even cried. That's the plus-size model.
She broke through, Mike. She broke through.
She did.
Like the Kool-Aid guy, Family Guy.
Rhonda looked like she was about to. So they're all thrilled about the fact that that they got it. And that's
Did they serve snacks at the debut?
Oh, come on.
Have you seen all three covers? They're all pretty good.
Very lovely.
Pretty good. Fish Island.
Shut up,
Rhonda. Stop it.
Anybody watch the AT&T over the weekend, the golf tournament out at Pebble Beach? Always one of my favorites to watch.
So now that's the classic. Is that the old Crosby that became the Pebble Beach?
And it's now the Crosby Clam Bake. Gotta beat the kids and get up to the old Pebble Beach golf course.
Look at your eye. Looks like your eye needs a nibbling.
About that. Hey, somebody get a steak for Gary. Have him put it on his jaw. Daddy got a little upset that he put his little pitching wedge in the wrong umbrella holder.
Dixie, I don't understand why all the kids have such big foreheads. Can you explain it?
Dixie was drinking a little Napoleon brandy in her 8 month of pregnancy.
What is that, coffee brandy in half and half? That'll sure take the sting out of a stinger, won't it, Brandy? Dixie, sorry.
Bingo. Yeah, oranges are different, just like Hope and Crosby. All right.
Oh, my kids look different, too.
Here's my different kid with his oversized forehead. Gary fell down the stairs again this morning. Ba-ba-boo. Anyway, Bill Murray has a reputation of being a pretty cool celebrity, but that doesn't mean he won't flip out when someone's being obnoxious. He was hanging out at a rooftop bar near the Pebble Beach Golf Tournament in California recently. How about this weekend?
Yes.
Three fans started taking photos of him, and apparently he wasn't too thrilled about that, so he got up, grabbed their phones, and threw them off the roof.
Wow.
It was only the second story, but, you know, someone called the cops. Bill had already left by the time they got there, according to police. He offered to cover the damages so nobody's pressing charges. For what it's worth, the bar owner says the fans were being annoying and their flashes were going off just 10 feet away from him. He also says Bill was not drinking that night. So, I don't know. That particular night.
Exactly.
He's normally in there. I don't know. You got to keep your cool as a celeb.
If he was going to cut out anyway, probably the better move is just cut out not destroy the phones. Yeah.
Man, what would Bing have done? Oh, my God.
Hey, why is that magic phone blinking? Bring it over here.
Hey, look at that phone. Hey, those flash bulbs are driving my eyes crazy. Bing's going to do a little quail hunting. All right. Anyway. The British tabloids claim Elton John took a shot at the Rolling Stones in a recent radio interview. He said he appreciated that they were recording new music, but he also said, quote, "What I think the Rolling Stones should do is a great blues record and go back to what they used to do, things like Chuck Berry's Come On. I think Mick wants to still be relevant on the radio. Well, they are not, and I think Keith would love to do a record like that, and that's what they should be doing." Well, you know, it's not your place to say, Elton. He also said artists like Billy Joel have basically given up on performing new songs live, but he thinks it's important. Quote, "Usually when you play a new song, people hurtle towards the toilets quickly, but you have to play them." That's interesting.
Yeah.
In another interview, he said he and David Bowie were close friends once, but they had a falling out. Quote, I think we just drifted apart. He once called me rock and roll's token queen in an interview with Rolling Stone, which I thought was a bit snooty. I wasn't his cup of tea. Mm. So Elton with a lot of opinions. And
You know what, though? I like his notion about the Stones because they haven't done anything great in the last two albums. I'd like to see him do something.
They haven't had to.
That's, well, I guess you're,
of course,
I guess
in honor of Sir Elton. Thank you very much. I just thought I'd do that. There's a rumor going around that you can set the date on your iPhone to January 1st, 1970, reboot your phone, and unlock a secret retro mode. Supposedly, it has the old rainbow-colored Apple logo and a bunch. Don't do it, Oscar. No. And a bunch of other stuff. But there are two problems. First, it's a hoax.
Yeah.
Oh, Apple. I'm a rube.
Apple wasn't founded until '76, so a 1970 retro mode won't even make sense. Second, even worse, you'll permanently destroy your phone if you do it. When you set your date back that far, it screws up the software in your phone and crashes it for good. Thinking of it as a Y2K bug of iPhones, there's a chance they can fix it at the Apple Store, but you probably just have to buy a new one. So don't do it.
Don't do it. Maybe it doesn't break it forever, just for 6 years until 1976, when all of a sudden your phone is invented again.
And it's retro with pretty colors.
Exactly.
And now a little something something. 56-year-old David Wiley of Clarksville, Tennessee, went to a Walmart on Wednesday afternoon and grabbed a package of trout off the shelf.
Mm.
He then tried to shove it down his pants, but at the same time, he started peeing. Mm. Pee out, trout in. I don't know. Obviously, that drew a lot of attention to him, and security guards stopped him when he tried to leave the store. When the cops got there, he told them he wasn't too worried about shoplifting the trout or peeing because, quote, they were misdemeanors. He also told him that he'd been drinking. He was arrested, charged with shoplifting, vandalism, indecent exposure, and public intoxication. The good news in this very bleak story, the trout was from the frozen food section, and it ended up completely thawed. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike Olvera Show.
Oh. Do you talk
nice.
C++?
Yeah.
Do I? Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Yeah. Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hexedited your way to a registered version?
Sounds great. Sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Mm-hmm. Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
It's a new one.
Schedule.
Jesus Christ. All right, thank you. Vistaprint is the best for small business owners. They offer just about everything you need for your home and office needs, like postcards, flyers, banners, apparel. They do it all. But trust me, nothing beats their business cards. You got to have cards, right? Am I right?
Right.
Am I right?
Right.
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 Right. Right. Right. Right. And right now, you can get 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make great first impressions, which means your clients will remember ye. Cards with customized text, color, design, front and back. I almost feel like I'm doing that with or without the scooter stick.
Oh, yeah. Joe Dirt. That's the fireworks scene.
Cards with customized text, color, design, front and back, with or without the scooter stick. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. Use a Vistaplate template or your own logo. Vistaprint does it all to make you look great. I have mine. I hand them out all the time. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. You'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings with or without the scooter stick. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, February 15, 2016, Rob Spiewak.
What an odd way for the audio vault and news you may not need to overlap. I also have Bill Murray in the audio vault. I want to congratulate everybody on dodging the bullet.
Ooh.
Because listen to this line from Ghostbusters 2.
I'm chatting with my guest, author, and psychic, the end of the world.
Elaine?
According to my source, the end of the world will be on February 14th in the year 2016.
Valentine's Day. Bummer. Where'd you get your date, Elaine?
I received this information from an alien.
So the world did not end, but you did have a lousy Valentine's Day, Mike, so it might have had something there.
Yes. Could be. Who knows? Who knows? It ended up better than it began. Oh, the middle of the day was kind of rough. Beginning was okay, and the end was okay. In fact, the end was very okay.
Oh. Hey, look at you.
Sorry. Anyway.
So I think this broke after we finished the show on Friday, the fact that Ted Cruz put an ad on television that starred a softcore porn actress, and they had to yank it. You'll pardon the expression. So anyway. Anyway, here is the
actual... remember those convenience stores? Stop into your local Yankee. Get your lottery ticket.
Here is the commercial for Ted Cruz. The female voice you hear is an actual actress. Her name is Amy Lindsay, and I have her resume that I'll be sharing with you in just a sec.
Has anyone else here struggled with being lied to?
Maybe you should vote for more than just a pretty face next time.
You guys have room for one more?
Come on in. Come on in.
Come on in. You can have Frank's chair.
I'm Ted Cruz. And I approve this message.
And as they said on Saturday Night Live, not the first time she's heard the line, you guys have room for one more. Ted Cruz, the entire campaign said they didn't take time to vet her, but if they had looked at her resume, they might have found, Mike, these titles. The Pleasure Zone. Tales of the Saddle Tramps, Pacific Blue, Women, Stories of Passion, Secret of a Chambermaid, Femalian 2, Beverly Hills Bordello, Confessions of a Carl Girl, Erotic Confessions, Intimate Sessions, Silk Stockings, Confessions of a Lap Dancer, Portrait of a Lady.
A lot of them.
Oh, wait, I'm only up to 2004. Kinky Sex Club, Bad Business, Bikini Airwaves, The Best Sex Ever, Passion's Desire, Insatiable Desires, Behind Closed Doors, Radio Erotica, Exposed, Guinevere Jones, Diary of Seduction, Passion Lane. Oh, here's one, Star Trek Voyager. Intimacy. Warpath. I didn't see Warpath. Up to 2010 now. Oh, here's a good one. MILF. Cowboy Funeral. Deviant Horrors. Dog Tags. Co-ed Confidential. Sin City Diaries. Hers. The Erotic Traveler. Sex Games Vegas. Insatiable Obsession. Sex Spot 2. Bodywork. Reality Sex. Private Sex Club. Black Tie Nights. Kinky Sex Club. And wait, let's finish out the year with Carnal Wishes. Code Orange Los Angeles. Bachelor Night. Here's a good one. Sex Sent Me to the ER. Camp Dakota. Rachel's Return. Gone Dark. And of course, Celebrity Sex Tape. So Whoa. Those are some of the movies she's made.
You can't miss that when you do some sort of resume search, right? Yeah.
No, and she also, now she's still pretty good looking, but in an older way.
Yes.
I think
the MILF title here had a...
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Wow. I'm going to look through this bio.
Every now and then we bring out isolated instrument or vocal parts from records, right? This one came across my desk this weekend, and I actually appreciate this vocal more hearing it isolated. This is from Smells Like Teen Spirit. Here's Kurt Cobain's vocal from Nirvana. And what's weird is without the music behind it, you can actually understand the lyrics better. But listen to his voice. This is actually a great vocal.
Load up on guns. Bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overborn and self-assured. I know a dirty word. Hello, hello, hello.
And I think that's his own vocal. Vocal double or triple tracked, but when he gets into the scream, you can really appreciate what he did with this.
Hello, 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 hello. Let the lights out, it's as dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now.
And like everything that's available on YouTube, if you want to hear the whole record.
Powerful. Genius.
But isn't
Such
that a great song?
Vocal. Unbelievable.
Really cool. So that you can just search that. That's Isolated Kurt Cobain. All-Star Weekend for the NBA.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to say one thing. Those isolated vocals really are phenomenal because, you know, even if you don't, consider yourself a fan of a particular artist,
right?
It's really, you have rarely popped those on this show where they have not demonstrated the pure chops of these greats. I mean, it's really amazing.
No studio magic.
Appreciate it.
Did you ever do Amy Winehouse? Did you ever do an Isolated? I think you may have done.
I think I did. I think I might have done Rehab. You know what, Mike? Let me peek around and see if I can find one for you.
Man,
tomorrow.
I love those Isolated love that. Vocals. Love
NBA All Star Weekend. Robert was loving it all weekend. All the stuff for the NBA. The winner of the MVP for the celebrity contest was Arcade Fire lead singer Wynn Butler, who's Canadian, and started to get political when he got his MVP award, and ESPN was having none of it.
I just want to say, as an election year in the U.S., the U.S. has a lot they can learn from Canada. Healthcare, taking care of people. And I think
so we're talking about celebrity stuff, not politics. Congratulations on your MVP.
All right, go with yourself.
Who was the Pitbull lady there? My God.
Sage Steele.
Is that wow.
She cut him off, and it looked like he was punched in the face.
Was she in the movie MILF?
No. She's a respected broadcaster, and this goes back to years ago. Anytime someone tries to go political on her programs, she just cuts them off.
All right, I will.
Regardless of sound.
I will close with this coming.
It sounds like Oscar's dream girl.
That's nice.
That's Oscar's dream girl.
Solid.
Right now.
Coming.
By the way, I have some thoughts about you, man. Okay, shut up. We want to talk about that great 3-point shot.
Coming off Larry David and one of the best Saturday Night Lives in years, they had another clinker this week. There was only one notable moment, and I bring this because I know Oscar will enjoy it. Vanessa Bayer, the lady with the big teeth, did Rachel from Friends at the news desk.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't think anyone could do a decent Jennifer Aniston impression, but
really?
I actually really enjoyed this. Yes.
Oh, my God. This is incredible. You know, it's so great to see you, Rachel.
Oh, Colin. Oh, hi. Hi. Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, Rachel, I got to say, I haven't seen you since the 90s, probably. How you been?
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been good. Yeah.
That's all she did for 2 minutes.
That's
fantastic.
That's an impression. Just hang on to that one.
Anyway, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. How'd we do, fellas? Was it
nice?
Pretty
solid.
Okay?
Solid. Yeah,
really? That's good stuff. All right. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we'll read it on Thursday. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara, inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Take care. Toodaloo. And so long, everybody.
Greek poaching.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.